This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. The state of California has now warned people about the dangers of cell phone radiation, especially young people. They've told people, don't hold it up to your ear, have it at least an arm's length away from you at all times. And they've warned that cell phone radiation can cause brain damage. They've said it can cause lack of sleep. It can cause loss of memory, which also, of course, leads to, you know, extra neurological stress, leads to mood disorders, inability to think correctly, bad logic, bad reasoning, all these things that we're seeing out of today's youth, by the way. And so I am going to connect the dots on this today. Thank you for joining me. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, editor of naturalnews.com. I've been warning about EMF radiation, or electromagnetic frequencies, as it's called, for many years. I've warned about smart meters. I've warned about cell phone radiation. But the industry, kind of like the way Big Tobacco did decades ago, has been trying to suppress the emerging science on this issue, denying the fact that all this radiation causes irreparable harm to neurological development, especially in youth. Now, whether cell phones damage the brains of adults, fully developed brains, that's still up in the air. Maybe it does. But for children, there's no question about it. Brains are developing. Children are more susceptible to many environmental insults, including chemical pesticides and herbicides. EMF pollution, as it's called, looks like it's just another one of these environmental contaminants that's affecting the brains of young people. And now what I'm wondering is, you know how we're seeing the insanity today of much of today's youth? Not all of them, but a very large percentage of them. They are totally insane with the social justice warrior stuff, the cry bully behavior, the snowflakes where they're so fragile they can't handle any words that they don't even agree with. And what else? The LGBT thing. This whole thing where they think there's like 57 genders now and they run around arguing with people. And, you should call me by my pronouns. You know, this stuff, this behavior, this is lunacy. This is mental illness on a mass scale, but it may not be their fault. You see, it may be that all these young brains, or many of them, have been damaged by cell phone radiation, because cell phones are a relatively new phenomenon in our culture. We've really only had one generation that grew up on cell phones. You know, when I grew up, we didn't have cell phones. And everybody before me grew up without cell phones. And frankly, it's why the older generation actually makes more sense, has more wisdom, talks with more logic and reason, and is just more sane and balanced. Today's youth are like, many of them seem completely insane. And you have to wonder, now that we know cell phones cause this kind of damage to brains, that cause loss of memory, they cause dysfunction, and no doubt they cause neurological disorders in developing brains in particular, the question becomes, is the behavior that we're seeing in today's youth, this insane lunatic behavior, is this largely a result of cell phone poisoning of the population? In other words, the electromagnetic pollution. Have we driven our youth insane by allowing them to use cell phones at very young ages? That's a very serious question for our time. Because it's happened before where civilizations collapsed because of mass poisoning. I always think back about Rome and how in Rome you had the lead poisoning of the aqueducts. And the lead poisoned the populations, and many historians believe that this lead poisoning was a contributing factor to the downfall of Rome. Could we be repeating that same mistake right now? The fall of Rome, the fall of modern Western civilization, just a different poison. Instead of lead, it's now electromagnetic pollution that disrupts brain function and causes mass mental illness because it drives people insane. I mean, you can't argue that today's youth are all insane. So many of them are out of control lunatics, just complete lunatics. Look at the way they reacted to the net neutrality ruling by the FCC to take away the government regulation of net neutrality and bring back freedom to the internet. The youthful left went absolutely insane, complete lunatics who are also completely baseless. They have no facts. They have no logic. They have no reason. They are emotionally outraged because their peers are. They're conformists and they're mentally ill and they're incapable of engaging in logic and reason or parsing information or understanding facts and evidence versus rumors and innuendo and social conformity because they've lost the higher reasoning functions of the brain. It's almost like it's been burned out, like they've had cell phone lobotomies of their brains. I really fear for the future of this nation, of this world, when these young people grow up and they start representing us in office, because so many of them are lunatics right now. It's like, gosh, how are they going to run a country? The answer is you can't. When your population is driven insane by whatever poison, whether it's lead or cell phone radiation or, you know, chemotherapy or pharmaceuticals or whatever, that society becomes unsustainable. It will collapse. And I'm sorry to say, we are headed for collapse too. For many reasons, by the way, this isn't just the only reason. I don't mean to imply that cell phone radiation is the only cause of this, but it seems to be emerging as a predominant factor that is contributing to the cognitive downfall of society. There's also ADHD drugs. There's the mass opioid addiction problem, the mass medication of Americans. There's substance abuse problems. There's the indoctrination of the fake news media like CNN and the New York Times, which is all completely fabricated fake news every day, 24/7. And you combine all these things, plus the fluoride in the water supply, which is an absolute neurotoxin, the mercury in the vaccines, the aluminum in the vaccines, both of which are toxic elements, toxic metals that cause neurological damage. You put all this together and the pesticides in the food supply, the food is laced with brain-damaging chemicals. You put it all together, what do you get? You get a mass, demented, poisoned, lunatic population. And we're seeing so much of that today that it really makes you wonder how this society can sustain itself. How can we move forward when so many of the people, including voters, have been driven insane by these multiple vectors? By insane, what I mean is incapable of reason, incapable of logic, incapable of parsing information, understanding a paragraph, incapable of making a rational decision at the voting booth. You've seen these people. You've seen them. They're cashiers at the grocery store. They work at your local bank. You ever walk into the bank and try to have an intelligent conversation with a banking cashier about some subject? And it's like half of them are just brain dead. They're brain dead. We had this thing the other day. We were trying to get a quote on some wall sheeting panels for an expansion of our laboratory. And we sent a quote out to this company that represents that manufacturer, or we sent a request for a quote and said, you know, give us a quote on this. Here's the spec. Here's the sheet. This is the brand name. Give us back the quote. 4 emails later, this person still hasn't given us the quote of what we needed. She keeps quoting us on something else, something unrelated. And you're like, What are you doing? Are you just randomly picking out a product that we don't want and giving us a price on that? Because that's what they're doing. It's like, I know this problem because it's so hard today to hire young people who are not insane, deranged, lunatics, substance abusers, or stupid. Just flat out stupid. Just dumb as a rock. They can't even calculate a 15% tip at a restaurant without using their mobile device calculator. I mean, I hope I'm not going overboard here by just saying there's a lot of stupid people out there, incredibly stupid. Yeah, there are some smart youngsters as well. There's a lot of homeschooled kids that are smart. There's a lot of good parents out there who have raised really intelligent kids. Thank God, because if there's any saving our country, it's those kids, you know, and those parents. But the masses that go to public schools and just watch CNN and just eat the junk food and take the vaccines, they are lobotomized. They have been brain damaged to such a degree, it's like there's no hope for these people. What are you going to do? And then, of course, you know, all the states legalize recreational marijuana, so these kids just sit around smoking pot all day, which doesn't make them any smarter, by the way. And it's like, and they just become crybullies, whining and complaining that nobody will hire them. It's because you're too stupid to hire. No one can hire you because you can't do anything. Have you ever thought about that? But I don't know. Getting back to the cell phone radiation issue, that's a contributing factor to all this. And it's very disturbing. It's very alarming. if you think about where this nation is going and how incapable so many young people are today, I hope something changes, because it doesn't look too bright right now for the future if it keeps going on this current path. But we'll see. I'll keep covering this, so stay informed. You can read naturalnews.com. And I've also got a website on brain health called brain.news that you might find interesting as well. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for listening. Share this everywhere, and surround yourself with intelligent people, okay? Keep the stupid ones away, as far away as possible. They'll just annoy you, and you waste their time, too. All right, take care, everybody.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra-clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products, and that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.